Greg, something that sort of snuck up on me as I realized how my financial habits have changed over the years. I used to pay for almost everything in cash, but I hardly ever use cash anymore. I'm always putting things on my credit card. And of course, the big question is, should I use a credit card or a debit card? They're both very convenient. My bank keeps pressuring me to use my debit card. I keep using the credit card. So what is it, credit or debit?
It's both. Actually, it depends on a variety of factors. In some cases, one is better, and in some cases, the other is. I think there are some preferences. There are more preferences for credit cards, but debit cards are really useful if you're a lousy money manager or you're young and you're just learning how to use credit, because in general, it restricts you from spending more money than you have. And let me tell you, that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, in my own experience, when I opened up my first bank account way back in the 1970s at CFirst, which has been swallowed up in the years since then and is no longer around, I had this MasterCard debit card with that first checking account, and that was how I sort of learned how to eventually use a credit card because, yeah, it took the money right out of my account. I had to be responsible with it, use it just like writing a check, and I carried that same habit with me when I switched to credit cards, and as a consequence, I pay off my bill every month, and I don't worry about credit card interest.
Some people get that overdraft protection on their debit card, and that kind of defeats the whole purpose.
Well, I think you and I are really in agreement when it comes to using a credit card instead of a debit card, because the credit card just seems to offer much more security. With that debit card, your money is gone out of your bank account, and if there's a dispute, you have to go to steps to get your money back, whereas with a credit card, you can head that off. You won't have to pay the bill. The credit card company will usually work with you to resolve that dispute.
You know, credit cards help you in a lot of ways. If you're buying something on time, say some kind of a layaway purchase, if you have the credit card, you can get your money back if the company goes out of business, charged with fraudulent practices, never delivers your goods. So that's a good way to solve a big problem.
And one thing that I do with my credit cards is I always go for the good deal on the benefits. I've got different cards that I use for different kinds of purchases. On some purchases, I'll get a 1% cash back deal, or I have another card that offers like 1%, 2%, and 3% back, depending on what kind of purchase. And over the course of a year, that adds up to a couple hundred extra dollars for me that I wouldn't otherwise have.
You know, another technique that some people have suggested, you can carry both cards, debit and credit, and just use the debit on your less expensive purchases. Say you pick a number, $100, everything under $100, you put on debit because it's not necessarily going to add up to a lot of rewards. And then have a rewarding credit card for the big purchases.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.